Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good evening. Well, it's early evening. I want to welcome you to the broadcast on today. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, entrepreneur, trainer, coach, speaker, college professor, wife, sister, friend, grandmother, stepmother, and a whole lot of other things. But, you know, one thing I am right now is I am very much on fire. I have been on fire before. As a matter of fact, I know there are a few of you who call me the fire starter, but let me tell you, this is some exciting stuff that I have to share with you today. As an entrepreneur and as a business professor, I am always amazed at business. Like I was telling my students on Wednesday night, I said, you know what? Business is so dynamic and is ever-changing. And that's why it could be a hard subject, because you constantly have to learn new stuff. And right now, what we're seeing right now in this political environment, with the elections coming forth, we see all of the politicking, the campaigning, people jockeying for position and for our votes, individuals who are more than willing to give their personal opinions, bias or not bias, pundits and unpundits, you know, pollsters. So I said, well, you know what? I want to talk about business. I love talking about empowerment. I love dealing with empowering people. That's my life. That's my calling. I can talk about that anytime, day or night. Business, on the other hand, is very, very dear, as to steal a phrase from President Obama. This is personal to me. And he wasn't the only one that said that. That was sort of like a common word and theme throughout the 3 days that I watched the Democratic National Convention. But this is personal to me, okay? And I want to make it personal for you. I want to talk today about, you know, the economy and how we're going to bring ourselves out of this slow period. How we're going to come out of it. And I want to talk about creating wealth. How do we create wealth? So I put down today as the topic four, and I want to talk about just, you know, just business in general. What is the future of business? Let's talk about business growth. Let's talk about, you know, all the exciting things. And one of the things that I find is exciting in business is to talk about what I call the five wealth-creating factors. The five wealth-creating factors. If we're going to create wealth for ourselves and for others, for our country, for our communities, for our country, for our state, if we're going to create wealth, we need to know what are the wealth-creating factors. And we're going to be talking about that over the next several weeks, not only talking about that, talking about the political scene. Right here, I'm doing my part. You know, everybody, and I love the way our current president, Barack Obama, put it. You know, we all have to do our part. Each and every one of you has a part to play. All of us have something that we got to do. Use what you got. I love the way Jesus told, or the way God told Moses, use what's in your hands. And I thought about it last night as I was making posts on Facebook and I was watching the Democratic National Convention. And then I was talking to my sister this morning, and she's a small business owner out in Ohio. And I laid a lot of responsibility on her. I said, listen, girl, you got to get out in Ohio, and you got to get the people out to vote. Get Pookie up, get Trayshawn up, get Rebecca up, get Elizabeth up, and get these individuals out. Compel them, encourage them. But one of the things that I will share with her is that, but what, you know, we were talking about, you know, being journalists, and, you know, we need more journalists, especially from the African-American communities. And then we would get a chance to, on national television and these national programs, tell our story. And then I thought about it. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I have Blog Talk Radio. I said to my sister, I'm already a journalist, and so are you. And I said, don't you have Twitter, Facebook, all these different things that we have and ways to connect with people and to get the word out? So here I am talking today about the business environment, because that's what's at stake here. I hope you, if you listen to, you know, the candidates, Mitt Romney and the candidate and President Barack Obama, if you listen to their speeches and their counterpart speeches and everything, it all centers around business. You know, the government is a business. You know, people work there. They get paid. It may be a nonprofit business, but it's still a business. It still has some functions of management and leadership and operation. Finances are still at play. You talk about colleges and universities, they're businesses. They have employees, they have administrators, you have teachers, you have students. You go get gas, that's a business, the person who supplies the gas. I tell my students, you see the door that you have to walk through to get into this classroom was created by engineers and architects. Those individuals, in order to be engineers and architects, have to go get a degree. Typically from a college or a trade school, but typically a college if you want an engineering degree or an architect degree. So education is very, 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 I don't know who, you know, I don't understand anyone saying that it is foolish to invest in education. I don't get that. Who does that? Please have them call me, 347-945-7991. Or they can come into the chat room and make your comments. I beg you, who does that? I don't get it. When you understand the factors of wealth, how to create wealth, you know, they were talking a lot about business owners creating wealth and how, you know, the candidate Mitt Romney would create so much wealth for people. Yes, by creating businesses, but what kind of business? I was sharing with another sister. Hold up now. You're talking about technology, technological business, or are you talking about a factory that creates technology? It's two different things. And where would that factory be built? If it's in the United States, now you're talking about creating jobs. But if you're talking about putting a factory in another country, that will create more debt for us. Because now, listen to this, if we just go with the technology bailout and we just create more technological products that people have to purchase, they're going to need money, and they're probably going to need to borrow money to purchase those things. So there goes your debt ceiling. So we got to really understand what's at stake when we talk about creating wealth at home in the United States and for our country. See? All right? And again, if you have any questions, please, you know, type it into the chat room if you have any comments. All right? So I want to go over these things over the next several weeks as we lead up to this. You know, we're going to be an informative radio program for the next 9 weeks. It's the least I can do as a business professor, as an entrepreneur, as a person who's out there at the ground level, as an individual who went to school to get a degree in political science, didn't know why I was there at the time. But I believe it is like for Esther, when she had to go before the king, when she had to ask for the life of her people. And, you know, what did her uncle Mordecai tell her? He said it was for such, he says, how do you know that you did not come to the kingdom, but for such a time as this? Now go. And what did she say? She says, if I die, let me die. You see? But I must go and try to help my people. And that's how I feel at this moment. I'm like, okay, God, I could keep silent. And he told her, Mordecai told Esther, if you keep silent on this, don't think that God is going to spare you and they're going to die. No, 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 no. You're not going to be spared either. Because remember, you too are a Jew. And I tell you, you know, I'm just like overwhelmed at the parallel of Esther and what she had to go through and where I sit at this moment. Again, with a political science degree background and with an MBA, I'm like, okay, God, if this is for the time that you brought me here to make it clear to the people, because when you watch TV, if you watch the news, if you watch the media, if you read the papers, if you read the tweets, if you read the Facebook, it's sound bites. You know, and when I was in school, when I was getting my degree in political science, there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, there was no MySpace. And they talked about all this soundbite stuff, and I was a little clueless because when I went to school to get a degree in political science, I didn't know anything about political science or politics. I only took the major because I had already gotten an associate degree in business/public administration. And when I went to the four-year school, I didn't want to go for business because I would have had to take a whole lot of other courses, and I wanted to hurry up and get my bachelor's. So I said, you know what, I compared my courses, and I said, oh, well, political science is the major that matches up with my degree. So I went for it. But I didn't know anything about it. Well, it was a sound bite, but now I know. So let me go over these five wealth-creating factors. And the first factor in creating wealth, the first thing that you need, or one of the factors, I wouldn't say the first thing, but there's one of the factors, is that you need land. Yeah, L-A-N-D, land. You know, you need land and other natural resources, okay? Because, you know, with land is where you can have a factory to build things like cars, cell phones, you know, refrigerators, or anything else that you're building. You've got to have land, so that's number one. So before we even start talking about all the other importances that there are for entrepreneurs who do create wealth, okay? Because, I mean, I understand, because I was the same way. There are some people who don't understand, how do we get wealthy people? Why are some people wealthy and why others are poor? You know, look at some countries. You got, you know, North Korea, South Korea. You know, you look at why is one country poor while the other country is wealthy? And they're just right connected to each other, okay? So here's the thing. It is because of these factors. You know, and these are the factors for wealth creation. So land, you got to have land. Without land, can't build anything. Can't have a factory, okay? The second thing that you need is labor. We need workers, right? So So there's two factors right there for creating wealth. One, two, land and labor. Now, here's the problem with labor. Here's the problem with labor. Labor, well, a lot of jobs have been outsourced, and so the labor has gone to other countries. Here's some of the problems we're having right now in the United States. Also, technology has outplaced a lot of workers. Okay? So if we wanted to be a country that's producing, hello, President Barack Obama spoke about it. We want to be a country that's producing, you need laborers. But if people are being replaced by a machine doesn't have a Social Security card, a machine does not pay taxes, a machine does not go shopping and put money back into the economy, a machine cannot save money into our banks and what have you so that banks have a proper amount of money to loan out so that other people can fund their dream. If the bank has to borrow money from the Federal Reserve Bank to loan to you or me, I'm just saying, when I say you, I don't mean you per se, you. I'm just saying the people, they're not going to be as motivated to borrow money, which they have to pay back in interest, if the people are not saving money within their banks. Now, in the United States, this has been a big problem long before President Obama became president. President Obama wasn't even born, and he certainly wasn't in this country when these problems began. And they began way before Clinton got into office. So, you know, in America, the people who save money, because people in America, they like to spend. We spend on everything, and we spend a lot. Okay, so there are people who save, no doubt, but imagine you are a bank and you need to rely on savings in order to lend. Or would you rather rely on having to borrow? Because their rate of interest that they have to pay to borrow is much greater than the interest that they pay out to lend, you see, to pay out to the person who is saving with them. So labor can be a huge, huge issue when you're talking about creating wealth. And again, if you have your laborers are not well educated, they're not. If your laborers are not well trained, that's going to be another big problem. You know, people are very, very important in producing goods and services, but unfortunately, again, so many of them have been outplaced and replaced by technology. A big problem. So if you want to have wealth, you got to start looking at these things, right? If we want to understand how we're going to create wealth in this country and get out of this economic downturn that we're in. The third factor in the five factors of wealth creation is capital. Now, that's not only money, okay? Capital is not just money. And I know somebody was saying in some of the elections, and somebody was quoting, I think they were quoting Mitt Romney when they said that, you know, if you need money for the start of business or for student loans or something, go ask your parents. Well, I couldn't ask my parents because my parents didn't have any money. So I didn't have a choice but to go out there and figure it out another way. So you need capital. It's another factor of wealth, creating wealth. You can create. See, here's the beautiful thing I love about it, and this has got to be told to the masses. Wealth can be created. Sure, somebody can hand you wealth. Somebody could be in your family and give you an endowment of millions. It could easily happen. Somebody you know could give you an endowment of millions. But at the same time, millions can be generated through creation. And that's why we have the, do you know you have the power to create wealth? I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the factors right now. All you need is some land. All you need is some labor. I'm giving you the factors right here and right now on the Lalisa Williams Show. And I thank you for tuning in. I hope that you're getting this. I hope that you share the information with someone else. And again, please, if you have a question, ask, type it in, or you can call in 347-945-7991. So capital can be other things like machinery, tools. You know, when I think about tools, I think about, wow, all those tools my grandfather had, I should have kept those things. Buildings. I remember my grandfather owning a building, and what happened? We let it go. We could have sold that building, okay? all other kind of things, whatever else that it can be used in the production of goods. That's capital. Anything else, like in my home, I have capital. I have computer. I have printers. I have copiers. I have phones. All of these are capital. Why? Because I'm using it to produce something, whether I'm producing a book, I'm producing a video, I'm producing a CD. I can produce in my kitchen. I got capital. I can produce cupcakes. I can sell them. All right? You have capital right in your hand, even if you don't have any ready-made money. But when people hear capital, they think cash money. No, no. Capital, this includes machinery, tools, buildings, okay? And sometimes it may not even include money, okay? Money is used to buy these different things. Money can be used to buy land, right? Money can be used to buy, well, you don't buy people, but you hire them, right? You hire labor, or you purchase technology to get the job done, like I'm doing right now. I'm purchasing this phone line so that I can talk to you, right? So capital may not necessarily even include money. However, money is the thing used to purchase the factors for creating wealth. But sometimes it is not even considered a factor itself, right? Not always, okay? So right there you have three of the factors for creating wealth. And so tell me, just on what I've given you so far, can you or can you not create wealth for you and your family? Don't tell me that you're broke and that this president is causing you great harm and this administration is the reason why, you know, our country is broke. Stop it. Stop believing the hype and the sound bites. You have the factors to create wealth. I'm telling you what they are. I've given you three already. I only have two left. And when I tell you these, you're probably going to start laughing. Because that's what I did. And I teach this stuff every semester. This is business 101. I teach this every semester since 2003. And I've been talking about it since 1990. When I took my first business, I didn't know any of this before 1990, when I took my first business course. This is the first thing. This is chapter one, people. This is chapter one of business 101. Chapter one of business 101, okay? It's the first thing we teach the students. It's the first thing I learned. And ever since I learned it, I've been walking to the different to the beat of a different drum. Because that's why they say knowledge is power. When you know something, it can expand you. So here's the next thing. Check this out. So now you know what capital is, right? It includes any type of machinery, tools, buildings, and anything else to help you manufacture or produce something. If it's a video that you're producing, if you're an artist, if you are, you know, you can sing, you can produce a CD, a movie video, what have you. It doesn't matter. Okay? You have capital. If you shine shoes, right, you can have some capital. You can have some. You can go and buy, if you have a job, you can go and buy some wax and paint people's shoes or shine people's shoes or whatever, right? Now, the fourth thing is entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship. And so a person might say, well, what is that? Well, it's one of the five factors for wealth creation. So what is entrepreneurship? Well, it's all the resources in the world, you know, are out here, right? All the resources, they're out there, right? But they don't mean anything unless somebody is willing to take a risk to start the business to use those resources. So again, me and my husband, we're here in this house. I have computers, I have videos, I have all this different stuff that I can use to make books, to make audio, I can sell CDs, I can sell DVDs, whatever, whatever, whatever. But if I don't use it for that, if all I use my computer for is to get on Facebook and complain that I don't have nothing, or to complain that life is so horrible for me, or to do this, this, and that, right? If that's all I use my computer for, all right? whose fault is that? If all I use my kitchen for is to complain about how I don't have enough food to feed my family, when I have, like, for instance, I make chili really, really good. And if I wanted to, I could probably start my own line of chili. I know I could if I want to. I just don't. I desire not to use my entrepreneurial skills for that. I'm using it for other things like my books, my workshops, my seminars. However, I could utilize my kitchen, and at that point, that those resources there. Same thing with my husband. My husband and I could easily start a catering business. He's a great cook. He loves to do it. I can help out, and I know how to do it, but I don't love it. So we can easily do that, okay? And I know a lot of people who've made a lot of wealth out of their kitchen or somebody's kitchen. Again, what good is the resource if you don't have the person who is willing to take the risk to start a business? That's why you see me posting on Facebook about how to start a business, come to a business women's conference, come to a business conference where we're talking to Lee. That's why. If somebody's got to tell these people about this. I'm sorry, Mitt Romney's not going to do it. You know, and President Obama may not do it. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe God wants me to do it, so that's why I'm doing it. So welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. I'm glad you tuned in today. I hope you're getting something out of it. And I just have one last factor that I want to throw at you or put to you, and that's the factor of knowledge. 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 If you have knowledge, I'm talking about information, I'm talking about understanding people's wants and people's needs. That's knowledge. When you know what people want and you know what they need, now you have the knowledge, you know what to take the risk and to use the resources, you know what to do now with capital, you understand what to do with land and labor. Now I've given you what every business person knows, okay? Whether they call it that or not, it's still the same. They don't have to know point by point that those are the five factors for wealth creation, but they are, okay? They just went and did it, so now you know. That's what it is, right? No one has to be poor. Now, the only way you have to be poor is that you don't have any resources. But resources are all around you. I just named the resources that most of us have at our fingertips. There's a woman, I think her name is Lisa somebody. She has a company called Carol's Daughters. Now, here's a woman who started her business online. She used her computer. It was a resource. It was also capital because she used it to produce her online business. She provided the labor and probably some other friends and family members. The land she was either renting or she was owning, paying a mortgage, okay? Right? It could have been her home, her apartment. It could have been her car, for that matter. Entrepreneurship was her desire to start the business. Now she's rich, wealthy, very, very wealthy. And so we have these resources right in our hands. So there's no excuse. There's no reason. We can't blame President Obama for our lack of anything because the resources, you have them, and then you have them at your fingertips. Just wanted to share that with you today. I hope it's been a help for you. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you learned something that you didn't know before. Please, you can leave me a comment right here on Blog Talk Radio on the homepage. You can leave me a comment. Please share what you thought. You can inbox me on Facebook. You can put it on my Facebook page. And I look forward to Monday's broadcast. We'll be back Monday. The show typically comes on in the morning at 9 o'clock. And I think we'll do our business segments in the morning at 9. I think I like that time better. So I hope you have a great, wonderful weekend. I will be going to a fundraiser for President Barack Obama. I can't wait about it. Also, I will be speaking at the Empowerment the Women's Empowerment Book Club. They are having an event, and it is going to be held Saturday at 4. Please try to come out. It will be over in Linden, New Jersey, and you can come to 4020 Southwood Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, and it's going to be powerful. I will be one of the speakers, and the title is Walking in the Spirit of Excellence. My Life is the Book. We're coming from Luke 3 and 22. So that'll be Saturday tomorrow at 4 p.m. Hope to see you there. Hope you have a great and wonderful weekend. It's been great and it's been real. And this has been...
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.